Mix 101.7 Ridgeview Raptors time now in our Saturday morning Huddle Coaches show. And chatting with Raptors coach Dale Tokheim, coming off a 34-26 loss in Wall Lake to East Sac County last night in our Area Game of the Week broadcast. And coach certainly started promising for you, jumping up to a 12-0 lead in the first quarter.
Yeah, you know, we were real happy with the way things were going early on. We were moving the ball, running our base offense, and, you know, had a couple of nice, touchdown runs there. McGuire, I thought Kevin McGuire had a great game last night and did a lot of things on his own. But I think Kevin had a nice little 12-yard run on one of our base plays, and I thought the offensive line was doing well early. I think we struggled, you know, in that fourth quarter. But, yeah, started off very strong.
Yeah, McGuire, touchdown run to get you on the board. And then Jake Tokheim with a 9-yard strike to Caleb Kistemacher to make it 12-zip. But what kind of flipped the switch from that point on in the first half as East Sac went on to tie it at 12 apiece and the Raiders wound up scoring on their next three drives after you held them to three and out the first three?
Yeah, you know, had a couple of, defensive lapses there. We had them in, I want to say it was third and long, and they ran their counter after they had tried some spread stuff, and then they had a big play and got that first down, I think. And then they just kept feeding on that success of the counter, and we just weren't reading our keys, really, and making tackles. There's a couple times we had people there. We had a couple of bad breaks, too. I don't know if it was on their first touchdown or their second, but, you know, it was third and long, maybe third and 17, Jacob Tokheim caused a fumble on a pass of theirs, and it would have been fourth and about 17 or 18, because they recovered the fumble. But it was there was a scrum, you know, for a fumble, and then all of a sudden we got a, you know, I don't know if it was unnecessary roughness or a personal foul late hit, but their kid was pulling us up off of the huddle because we're fighting for the ball, and then they make a mistake and give them automatic first down. And, you know, it at best for them, it should have been third and seven, but it was, you know, they gave them a first down, and we give up the touchdown, I think, on the next play. So just an inopportune penalty there and maybe a mistake on the official's part. And then we had another penalty. We only had, I think, five penalties in the whole game, but we were driving. We were going to have maybe second or third in short, and we get unnecessary roughness penalty that was, again, debatable. Ezra is so big, and when he hits somebody, and they go flying, it looks bad, but it was before the whistle. It was within 5 yards of the play, but that cost us, and we go back to pass, and we get sacked. And so now, we're fourth and, you know, about 20, 25 from the midfield instead of being third and short from maybe somewhere around the 30. And then they had momentum. I think that play we had a defensive lapse just in alignment. We had some young guys who were trying to get some speed in there, and we just didn't line up properly to their trips, and they ran a little bubble that went for maybe 50 yards. And, Coach Bodie always talks about alignment first is the key. You know, and we just didn't line up properly and gave them a great angle to make a big play just because we didn't line up properly.
Well, tied at halftime, but talk about storming out of the gates into the third quarter. You did just that. First play from scrimmage, McGuire breaks off a 62-yarder to put you back on top. He can run.
Yeah, he's got some good speed. You know, we ran a sweet play there, and they blocked it very well. He saw a little lane and cut it up. And then turned on the jets. So, I just wish we could have gotten one of those, 2-point conversions there, out of those first three touchdowns. Cause that was big. You know, we, didn't get any in, those first three, and, they're going to get eventually two, which was the difference in the game until they scored that touchdown with like a minute left.
Well, then they responded, scored, got the two to go up by two. But then on your next drive, it was the Jake Tokheim show. 50-yard pass completion to Kuthrell set it up, and then Jake with a 5-yard quarterback keeper to put you guys back on top by six.
Yeah, you know, it was a nice adjustment on the route to Logan Cuthrell. I thought Logan had another great night. People don't realize it, but they're probably both of his big catches were adjustments on a pass pattern. And then Toke just didn't give up on him and found him. And then on the touchdown run, you know, Toke just called a quarterback sneak on his own. If he reads something in the defense, he can just tap the center and go, and that's what he and Cardell Weldon did. I thought Cardell had another good game, too. He does a good job on offense and defense. But, yeah, it was nice for us to answer that and take a lead back, you know, and we just needed our defense to step up. And I think we just got a little too tired there in that fourth quarter, and you know, we probably need to do a better job of rotating some of the young guys in to get some of our big guys out on defense and keep some fresher guys out there. And you know, in the fourth quarter, we didn't do much offensively. I probably needed to do something a little bit differently. You know, maybe need to go back to that spread and try to see if we could pass the ball a little bit more. You know, because they were definitely keying on our full flow. We needed to do something a little different, and that's on me right there. As I told the boys, you know, we all make mistakes, and the boys need to make some plays. I maybe needed to make some better calls, and just didn't quite come up with the plays we needed there in the fourth quarter, you know, whether that's defensively or offensively.
They score a 14 straight down the stretch for the final margin, and unfortunately you had to go without Austin Deegan for much of the second half, the remainder of the game there. And I know you were surprised to have a chance in the final minute after East Sac decided to score, having you guys exhausted your timeouts. 8-point game, but four passes fall incomplete, and unfortunately on one of those Hail Marys, McGuire got injured landing, trying to leap for a catch around midfield, and I know his status also up in the air for next week.
Yeah, you know, we just don't know. And I mean, I haven't talked to Austin or Kevin this morning, but, you know, Austin Deegan has been looking good on offense and defense, and, you know, I think his was a hamstring. It wasn't a knee, but we'll find out. You know, Kevin, again, had a great game. Yeah, we were surprised that they, you know, we thought they were just going to down it, so we kind of told them just to, if they doubt it, you know, don't be classy, don't do anything. And we were just going to try to, you know, see if we could knock the center back, or if they ran up the middle, try to strip the ball. And then they ended up scoring, which we said, if they go outside and score, it's not bad because we get the ball back. And it's only, you know, but we got to stop the extra point or the 2-point conversion, which we did. So we had that chance there at the end. Just couldn't quite come up with anything, had a couple of shots. But if Kevin's injury, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I don't know how serious it is, and we'll have to evaluate it, see what the doctors have to say.
East Sac over Ridgeview last night, 34-26. Raptors will be back home next Friday to take on Lawton Bronson. Ridgeview coach Dale Tokheim, hang in there. We'll talk again soon. Have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. We appreciate the coverage.